There are fewer than 30 men in the world qualified to drive Formula One. A mere half dozen, perhaps, to win. At this moment, I'm inclined to think you're not one of them.
No, you want to.
Keep up the good work, Stephen, and there you have it. There you go.
Hello, this is Desiree for F1Weekly.com. I'm your in-depth correspondent.
Let's go. Qualifying, Steve.
Welcome to F1Weekly.com. My name is Clark Rogers. I'm the host of the program. This is a special weekend edition podcast, number 564, March 24th. 2012, and of course this is a interview special. Today's interview is with talented Swiss driver Nico Müller. This conversation was recorded recently while Nico was traveling in España. Nico this year will be racing in the World Series by Renault with the Draco team. Last 2 years he raced in Japitres. Our thanks goes to Nico for his time and also to his manager, Stefan Ostertag, for making this possible. So here's Nico.
Hi.
Hi, Nico. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How about you?
Very good. It's early morning here in California. Will you please Will you please tell our listeners where you are today?
I'm in Spain. We're actually traveling for for a sponsorship issue and so on. So yeah,
That's good. You have a new challenge this season, Formula Renault 3.5, after 2 years in GP3. Please tell us what other series and team you looked at before settling with Draco Racing.
Well, we were actually looking at a few teams because World Series over the past few years was very competitive teams, and actually nearly every year there was a different winning team, so there were a few possibilities, but in the end my last test day actually in 2011 was the one that decided about our team, because I was very, very happy with my day with Draco, and I think we took a very good decision for this year.
Okay, did you look at GP2 also?
Yeah, I also did two test days in GP2, just to see how the car is. But actually, our plan for 2012 never really included GP2 because it's just very, very expensive for a first year in a big car. And you have to accept that it will probably be a learning year because you get so little running except on the race weekend and other than at the race weekend. And so I think it's a very good choice to do a lot of running in a big car first, and now the World Series car is even bigger than it was before, and I think it's the best preparation you can do for maybe them stepping up to GP2 or trying to get directly into Formula 1.
No, I think you made the right call. What is the main difference between a GP2 car and a Formula Renault 3.5 car?
Well, there is. I can only tell you, to be honest, because the new car will be running next week for the first time, so it's hard to compare from that point of view. But compared to the old car, sure, there was a bit more power on the GP2 car. You really feel a difference as well. And the tires are also making a big difference. The Pirellis that you have in GP2 require a different driving style than the Michelins in World Series 2. So it depends a bit on what you prefer in the end. And also, the brakes actually were very different in World Series in 2011. They changed them for this year now. I'm looking forward to see how they will feel.
Okay. The competition in Formula Renault 3.5 this year is going to be extremely tough. There are many talented drivers like yourself, like Jules Bianchi, Sam Bird, Kevin Magnussen, Lewis Williamson, Robin Freins, and possibly Alexander Rossi. What are your expectations for the season?
Yeah, you're right. I think it will be very, very competitive this year. maybe even more competitive than a GP2, or at least on a similar level. So that makes it very, very interesting. And I think with the package I have now with Draco and so on, we can do a very good year together. And my goal is to finish the year in the top eight and, yeah, maybe fight for one or two podiums from the middle of the year on. And it would be great to have a few, let's say, highlights in the season.
Great. Now, GP3 car that you drove past 2 years is a turbo power machine. Is the adjustment to normally aspirated engine a big challenge, or is a big difference in driving style?
Well, to be honest, the turbocharged engine in GP3, the only strange thing was probably the sound. You didn't really feel the turbo a lot when you were picking up the throttle, so you didn't have to adjust your driving style too much. And I think that will not be a big issue to get used to the atmospheric engine again.
Okay. And looking back at your 2 years in GP3, you had a very impressive season in 2010, finishing third and winning races. What were the high points of the 2010 season for you? And I'm going to tell you this. I'm friends with Alexander Rossi, and he's a very good driver. And you finished ahead of him in GP3 2010. That was a very impressive performance by you.
Yeah, I actually was surprised myself in that year from how well we got on in the first year of the GP3 series. And also, yeah. The highlights were probably, for sure, my first race win in Valencia, because it came out of nothing. Actually, we started the weekend very, very poor. Qualified in the back because of a lot of traffic in quali, but came up in race one and then managed to win race two, which was extremely satisfying for sure. And the second highlight, the win the whole weekend in Hungary was amazing. I mean, I was probably the quickest driver on track all weekend long, finishing P1 in free practice, getting pole in quali and then winning race one was very, very amazing.
Okay, the race in the rain at Spa was very crazy. How was that weekend for you?
Yeah, you just said it. It was quite a lot was going on there. We started both races on slicks, actually, but it started to rain in the middle of both races. So I opted for pit stops in both of them. Others didn't, and actually the one who won race two, which was Adrian Tombe, won the race on slick, so he was the one just going for it and not stopping in the pit lane. And yeah, it was a good weekend for me. I also didn't have the best quali because I made a mistake and went off during midway through quali and had to start P12, I think, if I remember correctly, and finished race one in P5 and was actually leading race two when I had a hydraulic issue and couldn't shift gears anymore from the second last lap on and was stuck in fifth, and so I finished on P6 if I'm right. So yeah, it could have been better, but all in all a very very cool weekend, because the first time I had pit stops in my life, and it was good fun.
Okay, 2011 was your second year in GP3. How would you rate the season of 2011 to compare to 2010?
Well, to be honest, if you just look at the result, I mean, if you finish P3 in the first year, you wanna do better in your second year in the same series. So P4 in the championship wasn't just what we expected, to be honest. But regarding of how the season started, I think we managed to do a good second half of the year. It was a very, very tough series again. I mean, with drivers like Alexander Sims, Valtteri Bottas, James Calado, and so on. There were many, many, many very good drivers, and yeah, to then finish in the five every race from the middle of the year on, I think was a good performance. And I managed to win a race again and had three additional podiums, so it was okay.
Okay, good. Okay, now this year in World Series by Renault, Formula Renault 3.5, if you could win a race at one track, what track would that be?
I mean, I have a few tracks that I like very much, and I also have a few where I think I may be a bit better than one, but you know, I'm very much looking forward to Monte Carlo, to race in Monaco, and if I can do well there, that would be just great. But also, I think, Spa could be a track where I can surprise a few people, and I'm looking forward to those races.
Okay, great. Now, what part of Switzerland are you from? Sounds like you are German-speaking Swiss.
Yeah, I'm from the German-speaking part of Switzerland, so my mother tongue is actually German. I'm from there.
And what town are you from, if I may ask?
What town? Sorry?
Yeah, what town or what city?
Well, it's not really a city. I'm from a little village, but it's very close to Bern. The town is called Blumenstein, which translated into English means flower stone. Quite funny name for a village, but yeah, that's where I am from.
Is Fabio Laimer in your neighborhood?
Not really in my neighborhood, but he lives probably about 100 km or 80 km from where I live. But in Switzerland, you know, this is already quite a bit of a distance because it's such a small country.
Yeah, okay, that's good. Okay, now this is the most important question. On your website, it says that you like the driving style of Lewis Hamilton and his best friend, Senor Fernando Alonso. A question I have is, when they were teammates at McLaren in 2007, whose side were you on?
Well, I've always liked Fernando very much, and I admire Lewis as well. But I mean, in that year there, I was hoping for Fernando to beat Lewis, but wasn't as easy as I thought it would be, and that's why I admire Lewis as well very much.
Yeah, both are tremendous racing talent for sure. Okay, now who is looking good for 2012 in Formula One, in your opinion?
Yeah, as I just said, I like Fernando very much, and I would like him to do well. But at the moment, it doesn't really look like the Ferrari will be the strongest car from the first race on. But you never know what will happen during a year. But I'm very sure that Red Bull will be strong again, and McLaren could challenge them, I think, already from the first race on.
Okay. Now, Nico, in your country, motor racing is not allowed, and there are a lot of, you know, good drivers coming from your nation. Question I have is, how hard or how easy it is to get motorsport sponsorship from Swiss companies?
Well, you know, you would probably that Switzerland is a rich country and you should find money to go racing, but as you just said, as there is no motorsport culture in our country, it's difficult to convince people about how fascinating racing can be, and that makes the sponsorship thing quite difficult. And yeah, and it requires a lot of work to really put up a budget for a season, for example, in World Series, because there you start to talk about really a lot of money, and it's not easy to find that in Switzerland.
Okay. Now, we do our program from California. Have you been to the United States?
I have, yeah. I've actually been in California 2 years ago. And I enjoyed it very much. I would like to come again soon, but as you know, we are traveling a lot in Europe for the races, it's not very easy to find time.
What part of California did you visit?
We actually traveled nearly through all California. We were, we rented a car, me and my parents and my sister. So, yeah, visited nearly everything, and really nice. So I would like to visit some new parts of the U.S. soon. Like everybody, I would also like to see New York or all these towns, and yeah, hope that will be soon.
Great. Well, you know, we are near San Francisco area. We are in San Francisco area. If you are here, if you are here next time and you let us know, we will treat you to some fine Chinese or Mexican dish.
Cool. Nice.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Okay, I want to thank you so much for your time, and also thanks to Stefan. Okay,
yes,
so
perfect.
Yeah, have a good day, and danke schön.
Thanks a lot. Bye. See you soon.
Bye.
Nico, thanks for joining F1Weekly.com.
This is Desiree for F1Weekly.com, thanking you, the subscribers and members of our listening audience, for listening to our podcast, reporting and commenting on Formula One, the highest echelon of motorsport. A blend of technology, tradition, glamour, and guts all wrapped up in a high-speed package.
That's F1Weekly.com for all your Formula One needs.